This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Ogilvy Believability Index, The Real Communication Lesson. What happened? Ogilvy released its first APAC Believability Index, a study it calls the Power of Proof, surveying over 7,000 people across Asia-Pacific markets in partnership with YouGov. The research examines how consumers decide what and who to trust in a crowded, confusing information landscape. It is the first time Ogilvy has published this kind of regional credibility benchmark. The communication angle. What Ogilvy did, they launched a research report with a name, a brand, a narrative frame. The Power of Proof is not a study title. It is a positioning statement. Compare that to what most agencies do when they publish research. They slap a generic headline on a PDF, email it to clients, and call it thought leadership. Nobody remembers it. Nobody shares it. Ogilvy made a different choice, and that choice is the whole lesson. The contrast here is stark. Generic research says, we surveyed people, and here is what we found. Branded research says, we own this conversation now. The Believability Index is not just a report. It is a recurring asset. Inaugural 2026 signals that there will be a 2027 version and a 2028 version. Ogilvy just reserved a seat at the table for the next decade of credibility conversations in APAC. That is strategic communication, not content marketing. Now look at the name Believability Index itself. It does three things at once. First, it names a concept that every communicator already cares about, but does not have a clean word for. Second, it positions Ogilvy as the authority who gets to define and measure the concept. Third, it creates a reference point that journalists, clients, and competitors will now have to cite. You cannot talk about brand credibility in a pack without eventually bumping into this index. That is power. Here is what most professionals get wrong in this situation. They confuse the container with the content. They think a great study sells itself. It does not. The framing, the name, the timing, and the release narrative do the actual work. Ogilvy understood that. The subtitle, The Hidden Cost of Lost Belief, adds emotional weight to what could have been a dry data dump. It tells the reader there is something at stake. There is a cost. You are losing something right now, and you do not know it. The lesson for anyone who communicates data, findings, or expertise: your content is only as useful as your framing is clear. Proof without a story is noise. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on framing your expertise covers how to position what you know so that your audience feels the weight of it before you say a single word. Ogilvy did this instinctively with their index. You can learn to do it deliberately every time in any room. The takeaway. Before your next presentation, report, or pitch that involves data or research, write one sentence that frames what is at stake if your audience ignores the findings, not what the data says, what it costs them to disbelieve it. Put that sentence at the top. That single refrain will do more for your credibility than any chart you include. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.